A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Peter is filled with praise and thankfulness as he draws near to the end of his life. He is able to reflect on what God has done for him and for every believer. In the beginning, he didn't quite realize this, but as he looked back, he was able to say with full confidence, and the Holy Spirit has used this to become scripture, it is eternally true. If you think back to that secret meeting between Jesus and Nicodemus late at night when nobody was around, that Nicodemus was befuddled. He couldn't understand when Jesus said, "You must be born again." And despite being a great academic and a teacher of scripture, he could not understand this, which for Jesus was just a first principle. But as one looks back, one says, "God, you did it." And Nicodemus was correct. How is it possible? How can it be? But you see, God is able to make it happen. Just as in the first birth, you were not complicit in your biological birth. You didn't have anything to do with it. It was others involved. And so to be born again is simply by the mercy, the great mercy of God, who has caused us to be born again. Yes, God does say we should choose. From the Old Testament, "Choose ye this day," right to the end of the New Testament, when he says, "All ye who thirst, come and drink." But nevertheless, it is God who enables you, through his great mercy, to come to him. He is the one who gives you birth. And it makes you thankful. And a thankful Christian is one who is protected. There is like a wall of protection around him because he's full of thankfulness. How can bitter thoughts, how can grudges, how can a nasty mood enter the one who is just exceedingly thankful all the time? And our thankfulness is to God himself, for he has given us this living hope. It is through what he has done, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was outside of our control. Lokhu kuyasinika ithemba.